Your home is worth $300,000. You owe $500,000. You think they're going to want to refinance? No. We've been calling this recession. And it's not to put fear into you guys. It's to prep you guys. This is for those of you to say, okay, bájense de su pinche nube. You're no longer ballers, guys. Snap back into reality. Party time is over. We called it.
Welcome to the Charrosteca podcast, where we believe our families didn't come this far for us to just come this far. My name is Francisco, your host, with my co-host,
Conrado Bautista.
5 minutes later.
wait a minute.
this podcast, I wish for people that would have listened in 2007... before the 2008, it's 2022, and 2023 is coming up, and you know what? It's a mesh. It's a message of caution, and we already did one about similar to this. However, this is more personal because it's your personal story. Yes. It's what you went through, the emotional. Like even you telling the story, I could guarantee you. you relived a couple of emotions of I'm gonna cry kind of a thing, like hasta like, me retuerce el estómago, quiero like gonna, throw it up.
That's the coraje, bro. Like a lot of those things, you know, this story time is back.
And the thing about stories is like the best stories are there's a personal connection to it, right. You know, and that sucks. So man, enjoy this podcast, and there's a very important gold nugget that Conrado wants to give you, and I hope you take it. Yes. Apart from that, the review.
Cool. So it's a comment on YouTube, actually. That one's pretty cool. YouTube, you guys go in there and comment. We could actually reply. Yeah. It could be interactive. So we welcome everybody to go over and comment on YouTube. Aunque no la raye, no le hace, está bien, está good. We welcome everybody. Rayadas y todo, échale, we're good. So this one comes from a gentleman, I believe it's a gentleman, Fel J. It says, real life problems put into terms that we don't think of on a daily. You both bring a lot to this channel. I really enjoy y'all's insights. Down to earth. That's what he wrote with the little high fives. Bam. Charrosteca, of course, replied, thank you. And that means a lot to us. It really does.
Yeah, it means a lot to us. We cannot say it enough. At the end, this is a spiritual journey for me, and I could Conrado same. It's the way that we give. Yeah. And to the people listening, what can I say? We give ourselves.
We
authentically.
Do. Keep it so
we
real,
give
bro.
Ourselves. We like let's fucking we keep it real. You know, chingo de malas palabras. YouTube might never monetize us.
And there's no scripts. There's none of that shit. Well, it's just nothing but passion, love, and más que nada, pride.
Las regañadas son con pinche
con amor, chingo de amor.
It's like, te pego con
mucho cariño porque te amo, te chingo. Oh, fuck.
That's what it is, dude. So, man, enjoy this podcast. It goes into, this is one of the laws of success. Don't think that just by being successful is all pretty pink fucking rainbows and roses.
No,
there's an element in success in anything, relationship, personal, physical, mental, whatever it is, financial. There's one element, and that's the element that Conrado, that golden nugget he's going to give you. Please fucking listen.
Yes.
Listen to it. Don't take it to the extreme. Just fucking listen. And trust me, if you really grab it, if you really grab this message, all your senses are going to be flaring up.
Yes.
Your fucking pupils are going to fucking... Wide your open. Everything, your fucking touch, your hearing, everything, you're going to be more cautious.
Yes.
Enjoy the podcast.
Estamos.
Conrado, I hear a lot... Everything on my algorithm right now is the recession's coming. Oh, and... Man. Houses and homes and interest rates and blah, the economy, market, the environment, blah, blah, blah. If it's not one thing, it's another thing.
Sí.
Like that the world is going to freaking end.
Yes.
Right?
Chicken little ahorita, the sky is falling.
The sky is falling. Sí, and then it reminds me of the same feeling that I had in 2008. The world is going to end, you know? And I know you have a relatable story. So it's story time.
Story time, guys.
Very successful. The last time that we did our story time for how Conrado lost. Yeah. They stole his Trans Am and then came back. We had a lot of good positive feedback
on it.
So we're going to continue the story time. And Conrado has a crazy story that makes me feel proud. However, you're gonna also get some golden nuggets from it, because it can happen to you.
It's gonna happen to a lot of us, you know.
He bought a home.
Yep, yep.
He lost the home.
Yep.
And for a lot of people, that's the end of the world.
Yep.
However, he's still here. Mm-hmm. And I want him to tell that story detail, so then it could really, yes, it's gonna be tough. It'll be a lot of shit. It could hurt.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna hurt your ego.
Oh, dude!
People are gonna judge you. Let's just be real.
It is what it is, dude.
Why do you even try? Why did you even try? You saw? I told you.
I know. Oh,
I freaking
God,
told you. Why did you even?
Te dije.
However, you know what? It doesn't matter how many times you get knocked out. It matters. If you got knocked out 8, what matters is that you got up 9.
Damn,
and a lot of people right now, it's like, oh, it's my first knockdown. Let me just stay down.
Uh-huh.
Like,
just throw in the towel corner. Órale, tírenla.
And I want Conrado to tell the story of how, what happened. Like the story of how you made the money, you bought the home, and then bam, something fucking happened.
Yeah. Okay. So kind of it started when, you know, you become an adult to them. Everybody tells you, oh, el sueño americano, buy yourself a house. Oh my God, buy a house, buy a house. That's what you hear everywhere, right? Because you buy in a house, a lot of people symbolize that as success.
And the American dream.
The American dream, ya chingaste, ya la hiciste, happily ever after, you know, all that bullshit. So everybody buys that story. Okay, cómprate una casa and, you know, the butterflies and the birds are going to look prettier and they're going to sing nicer. You know, everything se acabó en tus problemas. Everything goes great from there. Bam. Wrong. Right? Buying a house, yes, it's awesome because no tienes un pinche landlord que te está chingando. Oh, you can't have pets. Oh, you can't have music. Oh, a la chingada. Yes, there's a lot of pros to it. Yeah, there's a lot of cons to it. But I'm not trying to talk you into or out of. What I'm here for, my story time is to tell you what happened to me. What the 20-year-old me would have loved to hear from this 38 me right now, ¿verdad? Lo que hice bien, lo que hice mal, how to bounce back, and where to go from there, ¿verdad? Me growing up, Paquito, I hate losing. I've always been so competitive. Desde niño, güey. If I was 12 years old and I was, you know, en ese tiempo, carreritas corriendo, I had to be the fastest motherfucker. If we were to go on bikes, I had to be the fastest motherfucker, right? If we're on skateboards, whatever it is, dude. I had to be the fastest. Growing up, 16 years old, compré mi carro. I had to go the fastest. I had to be number one. I had to do number one, ¿verdad? Because that's the competitive person inside of me. Some people love you for it. Some people hate you for it. At the final del día, fuck them all, right? I'm here for me, and I'm only here for me. Okay, with that in mind, guys. So I was 19 years old. Now, the economy is picking up. This is the time, 2003. Okay, guys? 2003. Their interest rates were starting to drop. Homes are starting to take off, ¿verdad? Very, very, very similar to 2014, 2015. Ahorita les explico el porqué. So in 03, 04, I get into financial business. In 03, I get my jobs as a loan officer. I learn the business on what is it that the banks look for, how to get loans, how to improve credit, how to make income. I learned all of those assets. I learned a lot to what it takes for somebody to buy a home. So yo siempre pensaba, I'm only 19. The bank is not going to trust me with the home. I was wrong. I learned I could. They don't discriminate. Banks, not anymore. Thank God. Antes sí, redlining. That's a whole other topic. But antes sí, se había a lot of that bullshit. Ahorita ya no. No hay excusa. Right now, they don't care for your age, religion, sex. They don't give a fuck about that. As long as you can provide four things and four things only. Credit, income, your assets, which is your down payment. And then lastly, they need to
employment history.
Correct. Perdón?
Employment history.
Employment history. You need to have a job, obviously. Yeah. You need to have a job. How are you going to pay it? They need to make sure you have a stability, ¿verdad? So you have all of those and they give you a home. They trust you with the home. It's just like when your baby is born and you have no clue how to raise it and the hospital te lo da. Okay, bye. And you drive away. You're like, what the fuck? They just trusted me with the life. You know, that's the same feeling. So here's your keys to the casa. Now what? it's not the end of the rainbow. It's not happily ever after. That's when the real fucking bullshit begins. People think, oh, if I just had a house. No. Believe me, guys, having the home is the easy part. Getting it, that's the easy part. Keeping it, it's a tough part. And a lot of people don't tell you this. Your family members don't tell you this. They make it look easy. They put the highlights. Ponen la carnita asada. They put the kids jumping in the pool. They put all the, oh, you know, guys, I did my kitchen today. So that you don't have a home. You're like, fucking asshole. You know, you're fucking jackass. Pero lo que no te enseñan, oh, shit, my property taxes just went up. What the fuck? My payment's going up. Why? My plumbing just took a shit. Oh, my God, I need a roof. My shit's leaking, my pool. They don't show you that. They don't show you the fact that se están endrogando. They don't show you todos están poniendo crédito. Now they're getting into debt to sustain that fake fucking world lifestyle que quieren mantener. They don't tell you that stuff. Y mucho menos, here comes a recession. And we've been saying in the Charros Teca podcast, we've been calling this recession. And it's not to put fear into you guys. It's to prep you guys. This is for those of you to say, okay, bájense de su pinche nube. You're no longer ballers, guys. Snap back into reality. Party time is over. We called it. Party time is over. The lights are on the nightclub. Oh, shit. I got to go home. Ando pedo. Let me call an Uber. This is a time where you go into your phone, todo pedo, and you look at your Uber, click on your Uber. This is it. Click on Uber, guys. This is happening, okay? So, igual, we're going to prep you with my story time. So, my biggest fear as a competitor is the fear. Fear of losing. That's always been my driving force, why I've always wanted to be a winner. I hate to lose. That's my fear. Igual, I'm 21 years old in 05. I purchased my home. A 21-year-old success story, right? Este pinche morro had a job, had the money, had the credit, todo. Me compré mi casa, right? Some people that truly love me, oh, mijo, I'm so proud of you. My homies, oh, toda madre, güey. You're fucking my role model. Es chingón, güey. You know, at the time, your head gets big, right? Because I don't know any better. I'm 21. I'm thinking, ah, it's a chingón. I'm making six-digit income. Tengo mi pinche casa. I've solved the mystery of life. Yeah, I figured it out. ¿Verdad? 21-year-old self, big head, pinche cabezota de ego, whatever you want to call it, se me subió. Humbly, I never thought I was better than anybody, but I thought I figured it out. Okay, here comes fucking late 07, güey. ¿Qué pasa en late 07? Shit starts shifting. Shit starts shifting where now these companies are struggling to be open, right? Businesses. They started little layoffs here and there. Yo me acuerdo muy bien. So I dije, oh, shit. Okay, so people would start talking about potential recession. I didn't know what the fuck that was, dude. And people in my industry, okay, these are professional people making a gang of money, way more than me. These motherfuckers are starting to panic. And I'm thinking, shit, if they panic, I better panic. You know, this late 07, that's when they start telling you, hey, start selling those BMWs. Start getting rid of these Mercedes. Mm. Start prepping. Stop spoiling your girl. Stop going on these trips. Empieza a guardar. Empieza a minimize overhead, right? Why? Doing business has been good. Yeah, se está acabando. What do you mean? Look, the rates are going up. Look, homes are going down, like in value, ¿verdad? So what? It's okay. I'm a professional loan officer. We make decent money. We got business. It's coming. These are people that have already experienced it in the 90s and the 80s too. These are older people, my mentors, people I looked up to. And now they're getting scared. Like, ay, wey. So I start panicking, not knowing what's coming, right? So I didn't listen. Naive, big-headed, tan mensos, you know. I know it more. I know it all. I'm 23. I don't want to listen to these people. Guess what, dude? 08 comes around. Lehman Brothers, the biggest banking institution, biggest bankers, as far as not like a walking bank like Bank of America. No, this is the real heartbeat of America. Goes out of business. What the fuck? This is your Goliath being defeated by little bitty David. Lehman Brothers is out. Holy shit. I remember that like it was yesterday, dude. I mean, for us in the financial world, that's huge. It's like, let's say Instagrammers right now, the biggest influencers all of a sudden go bankrupt. They go broke as fuck. You're like, damn, if he went bankrupt, ¿qué se espera de mí? You know? So at the time, that was my influencers. Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch, another really big company, dude. Super multi-billion companies, huge, too big to fail, they used to call them, right? Yeah. Well, guess what? They fucking fell. So in 08, the little guys started following, right? We started losing business. We started losing our income. Shortly after, you start losing your liabilities because te las quitan. If you can't pay your cars, guess what? Bank is going to come and repo. You can't pay your house. Guess what? Bank is going to come and foreclose. So a lot of this shit was happening in 08. Mind you, in my personal life, I was a dad again, okay? I had a newborn in 07 and another newborn on the way, okay? This is now 08, early 08. I'm like, holy shit, I'm falling behind on my mortgage. I'm falling behind on my cars. I'm falling behind on everything, even to keep the lights on. Yeah, people, they say, oh, you should have saved. I had over $38,000 in my savings account I never touched. Like, this is a 23-year-old kid. 38 grand back then is like having equivalent to like 50,000 right now. I figured, because they always said have 6 months minimum or more in savings. I got news for you, dude. When you have no income and your overhead is that big, that $50,000 savings cushion that you feel good about is going to disappear en madriza. Don't take my word for it. You don't believe me? Get ready. Your 50 grand ain't shit. Lo que tú crees que tienes savings ahí, vale madre, dude. Having a savings, and we talked about another podcast, it's the stupidest thing you could do. Yeah, it's good, but obviously for repairs immediate. But if you're not growing that money, you're fucking up. Mm-hmm. You're fucking up. Anyways, so let's keep advancing, ¿verdad? Ya llega 2008, ya estamos ahora en abril. Nace my second newborn, right? I have two little newborns, back to back, dude. I got a 1-month-old baby, a 13-month-old baby, and guess what, dude? They just picked up my BMW. Mm-hmm. And now they're threatening me with picking up my family SUV. Because I elect to just pay for that one because I need it for my kids and my carriolas and all that stuff for the wife to go to the doctor visits, all that good stuff, right? I fucked the Beamer and I got my sports car. I'm like, okay, that one's paid for, thank God. But I'm thinking, shit, now I'm thinking I got to sell it. Now I need more money. Now I can't afford to pay my home. They're going to kick us out. Ya me están cortando la luz. True story, dude. Me cortaron la pinche luz. Mi mom empeña sus joyas. Fíjate. To get the lights back on. Dude, everything's falling to shit. Everything I've built for since 03, worked on for 5 years, all of my empire, it's being demolished. Viene un pinche boulder, se está tomando castillos. Me está tomando that big ass wall, the unpenetrable wall I thought. It's coming down, dude. I see that shit just falling. Se está encendiendo todo, güey. This is the time as a king of my empire. I'm like, what the fuck do I do? I can't jump ship. ¿Qué hago? Do I rescue the little that I have and bail out or go to a smaller apartment? ¿Qué chingados hago? What do I do? My industry se acabó. People are underwater, meaning your home is worth $300,000. You owe $500,000. You think they're going to want to refinance? No. They're in the... Tan igual que yo, they're about to lose it. No one's buying homes because they keep on dropping. Si te esperas 3 meses, you're going to get a bargain for $50,000 cheaper. So nobody's buying. They're on the fence. So I'm out of a job. It's like un carpintero. All of a sudden, people don't need wood. He's out of a job. Un zapatero. All of a sudden, people don't need shoes. He's out of a job. That's what happened to me in the financial world. I'm out of a job. And I don't know how to do anything else. Everything in my industry has taken a shit. ¿Qué hago? So you know what I did? I went to go do construction, bro. You have to pivot. I hice construcción. I was putting stucco. I've never in my life fucking carried a shovel, dude. Me estoy partiendo la madre. My little pretty hands se están dañando, cortando. But I had to, right, for them. Where I'm going with this, guys, there's always a door. Si una se te cierra, go through the fucking window. Back then, yeah, my ego got in the way. Oh, I'm not going to go work for them. I'm not going to go work for that. That's not enough. So yo de pendejo, me quitaron todo, including my home, dude. Caí practically homeless, you could say. Fui caer con los suegros. You know, my wife's parents took us in. Dude, you know how humbling that was? Because yo no quería soltar mi empire. Oh, no, this can't happen to me. You know, la soberbia, pues, te llega. And you're like thinking, you know what? This is what happened to me. I got this. It can't happen to me. Dude, next thing you know, blink of an eye, my savings are gone. My fancy cars are gone. Our fancy everything is completely gone. Our home is gone. Everything is gone. Like they strip it all away. Así como vino, así se fue. So, fui a caer, I start from scratch again. Now what? So te digo, es cuando me metí a construction, a lo que cayera. Just at that point, my priority wasn't the BMW, wasn't the status. It was to eat and feed my kids. That was a priority. Humbling experience, bro. I'm telling you, what I'm trying to say for you guys, I think you have it all. You're undefeated. Tienes el trabajo estable. Get off of the high horse. Get off of the high horse porque el putazo duele más arriba. Start coming down a little bit. Start touching earth again. Because I'm not saying I want it to happen to you. You never know. But if it does, nunca, never say never, como dicen. And you never know, bro. Just humble it down a little bit. Maybe you're not bragging it, which is good. Pero start thinking, what if? What could have? Because it could happen to Allah. It could happen to anyone. And I know you guys hearing this, you know somebody that lost a home in 08. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to know somebody that knows somebody, right? It's going to happen. So again, this recession que se aproxima, if you guys have something in mind, just first of all, just be open to it. What am I going to do if it happens? Well, how do I prepare for this? How do I minimize costs? Just be ready, ¿verdad? Yo, that was my biggest mistake. I didn't prepare for it. Because yo dije, no, there's no way. I'm good. I got money saved. I got my cars. I got some equity. Everything just dropped. Se acabó. Todo se acabó. So a lot of people, and this is the saddest part. You want to hear the saddest part about the story time? In 08, cuando perdí todo, siempre se oyen los rumors, right? The little crickets, the loose opinions. ¿Ya ves? Se creía bien chingón el güey. Míralo. Mira qué pendejo. Míralo. ¿Ya ves? Pero le dije, se creía. Mira, ahí está. El chingón. And I didn't brag, man. I never bragged to anyone. This, they did it for me. This is for me. So in 08, those rumors with loose opinions, the worst part, it comes from family. Mm, that's the worst part. Yeah. So again, don't let those negative comments get to you, but don't also let the positive ones get to you. So be neutral. So the lesson I took from all that, if I could go back and redo it, I wouldn't change a damn thing, bro. I took the risk. I gambled. It was great until I lost. I don't regret any of it. I don't regret any of it. But if I could go back, I would prep the 2007 me and say, hey, bro, agárrate, güey. Este pinche roller coaster va de bajada. Make sure you're strapped in. You don't want to come out flying out of that roller coaster because va a doler el putazo. That's the only advice I would give myself. When I'm giving you the listener right now, agárrate.
Yeah.
And the 07 self would have told me right now, the 2022 yeah. guy, estás pendejo de que estás hablando, because that's how I was wired. I was programmed that way, right? But just, again, this is prep in the sense that you never know. Just be open-minded.
I keep going back to the book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, just because it was the foundation of the success philosophy.
Correct.
And the loss of success, the laws, like literally like gravity, you know, I don't want to challenge gravity. Right, no. However, the person that says, nah, gravity doesn't exist. Well, fucking go up on the fucking 100 foot. A ver, súbete al building and throw yourself. I see you fly. So the laws of success, one of them in that book, it's called caution. It's a law of success. And the story that you're hearing is not about pessimism. It's not downer. It's not even a negative. It's a story of caution. And caution by Napoleon Hill in his laws of success, which he studied 500 of the most successful people on his time, the Henry Fords, the Thomas Edisons, the Dale Carnegies, the John D. Rockefellers, yep. Madre. We're talking about the equivalent of the Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk. Imagine if all these people could give you the same message. All of them agree that these are the 16 laws. That's what happened. And one of the laws is caution. And that is what Conrado's doing. Caution. Just be wary. Like, you're in a fuck, like right now you're hitting the fog.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, yeah. Fucking put the fog lights on.
I know.
Like, slow down a little bit. Down. Don't fucking go 100 miles per hour.
No. Slow it down. Make sure you make some sound. Make sure they know that you're coming. That way you don't collide into something else. Be ready for it in that sense. Pero como todo negativo, y todo positivo, nada es permanente. There's always something is guaranteed in life, Paquito. And nothing is forever. Ya sea lo bueno o lo malo, nothing is forever. Change is the only thing that's inevitable, ¿verdad? And with that in mind, fíjate, yes, when I go back, people tell me, dude, you don't regret it? Absolutely not. Why? Because it wouldn't make me who I am now. I needed to go through that pain. You know what I mean? To grow, to become bigger. Now, the suffering was optional, like we always say. And I suffered, ¿por qué? Por pendejo. Because I wasn't cautious. My big head, my ego. Like, no, it's not going to happen to me. No seas pendejo. You know, like, that was suffering, bro. It was my option to suffer. So, what I've take from all that, I don't want suffering. I don't like suffering. Pain, I have to have pain. You go to the gym,
yeah.
You want to grow some muscle, yeah. Guess what? It's going to hurt. You're going to feel the pain. Ahora, the suffering, if you do it todo pendejo todo, if you're not listening to instructors or somebody that knows what they're doing, you do the machine wrong, guess what? You're going to suffer a broken arm or ligament or whatever. That's optional. And no, al no escuchar a alguien que ya sabe, that's suffering, bro. I don't want that for the listener. I want pain, yes. Because pain makes you stronger, bro. Y eso igual te digo, I would not regret it. Because if it wasn't for that foreclosure that I had back then, I wouldn't have bought multi-property. I wouldn't have passive income. I wouldn't have the lifestyle I have today. So, ¿me entiendes? Like, yes, perdí todo. Guess what? No perdí la vida. True. Which, no perdí salud. So, tenía nada de, no perdí nada, güey. Everything else vale madre. Material, todo eso vale madre. Madre. What I've gained, a lot of experience, a lot of wisdom, a lot of power, ¿verdad? Potential. We always call it, mijito, wisdom. I mean, knowledge is potential power. And we say it because if you don't do hands-on, it's not knowledge. If you know that people lost their homes, but you never lost it, that's not knowledge. No. You heard about it.
Yeah.
Pero hasta que no te pase a ti, you don't really learn. So, believe me, I've been through all that bullshit. Pinches carros me recogieron. I was in the bus, bro. Like, así a pie, you know? Humbled my ass down from driving $100,000 vehicles down to a $1.25 ticket and pinche MTA, you know?
Damn.
I love every single second of it because I value all the struggles, bro. I value not having a car. I value not having AC in my fucking apartment. I value the fact that I even have a roof because cayó un point que no tenía ni el roof. Mucho menos clothes or food or... Dude, cuando no tienes nada, bro, and you're starting to come back up, todo sabe bien chingón. Todo te sabe chingón, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what makes you a beautiful person because you've dealt with that bullshit. That anything that's okay, I see it as great because I didn't have it yesterday. So shit, you don't want those used Jordans? Échalos. Porque te mancharon de enfrente, they got crease. Fuck, dude. At least you don't have holes in your soul like I do, you know? Like, échalo, güey. I'm telling you, dude. So if I could go back and change anything, caution. That's the one thing I ran. Why do you think they're yellow, bro? Caution tape.
Yeah.
Don't ignore it. Don't ignore it, dude. Si está ahí.
And it's not a caution is different than fear.
Oh,
caution
sí, sí, sí,
is different.
Sí.
And caution is kind of like when your pupils kind of like go, like you know, it's know not a bad thing. No. It's just you go in a dark room or you're going to, and then boom, like your pupils, your senses, your ears, everything is very active.
Yes.
Everybody has gone through this, right? You're going through a bad neighborhood.
Oh my God. That's bien alerta. Like, oh, and it's not fear because no tienes miedo.
Fear.
Obviously, you're in that bad neighborhood because no tienes miedo, pero you're more alert. You're more aware. You know, that's all.
And that's all it is. The message here is the caution. It's just be in touch more with your five senses.
Correct.
Like your pupils have to go up, like so you can see more.
See.
Like start noticing all the sounds around. Like, okay, cool. Smell. What's going on? The smells. Okay. The taste. Like everything. Like just be more in touch with your senses.
Correct.
So then when something does happen, you were already cautious about it.
Right.
Not that it came out of a surprise. Because that's the word. And that's what happens a lot. It's like, it just happened and there's no caution. I've visto un chingo de gente manejando como locos, güey. That they don't even yield. You know, and they go, pa. Like that. Por pendejos.
Por pendejos. Straight up, por pendejos. But, dude, again, guys, this is not to instill fear. Oh, my God, I knew I shouldn't have bought that home. No. What we're trying to say, si ya la tienes, la casa, si ya tienes eso, that was the easy part. Don't give yourself too much credit, okay?
Yeah.
Que no se tinche la cabeza como me hice mincho así grandota. Humble it down. Okay, yes, ya la tengo, but that's not the finish line. That's just the beginning. That's, you've entered the marathon. You're in mile one.
Yeah.
You know, that was the easy part. You're a runner. You should know this. That's the easy part, you know, mijito.
Yeah, and there's a cause. See, if Conrado's not fucking penetrating this idea into your fucking brain, let me give it to you this way. Caution or not being cautious has two prices. The price that you pay. The price that you pay.
I know where you're going with this. Oh, my God. That one I could deal with, but not that second one.
And the second price is what others pay for you not to be cautious.
Oof.
You, let me repeat that. Oh, you, no. You not
mejor
being.
Lo voy a pagar ya esto.
Mejor no. It's like Chente. Like, fucking, who wants to listen to a Charro Azteca podcast? Yeah. They're always stirring feelings, emotions. Let me repeat this. You not being cautious has two prices. The price that you pay. And you're like, yeah, me vale madre. I pay whatever. I'm an alcoholic. Me vale madre. I'm paying for it. I'll deal with the consequences.
Okay.
Non-cautious. Everything has the price that you pay. However, yeah, there's a second price. Y es la que duele.
Uy, wey.
The price that others pay for you not being cautious.
Oh, dude.
Your children, your wife,
your parents,
your husband, your parents.
Oh, bro.
Let's keep going, bro. Like, all of this, like, yeah, I'm fucking selfish. Oof. You not being cautious, this is what you pay.
Yeah.
Fucking selfish. Stop thinking the world does not revolve around you.
I know, bro.
Like, what the fuck? Like, stop thinking about you for not being cautious. Be cautious because if something does happen to you,
it's
fucking, what is your mom, your parents, your significant other, and your children?
Oof.
Be cautious about your fucking health.
See, bro.
Be cautious about the economy.
Yeah.
Just be cautious.
And we could relate that to anything you could think of. Even a relationship. Digamos, oh, that girl's hot. Like, uno del guy, ¿verdad? Pues somos, you know, we're very visual. But you got to think, oh, if I go spit my game, me creo Don Juan, I'm going to hurt others.
Yes.
So people don't think about the others
because they're
moment.
Fucking selfish, just bro. Away.
And that's why this podcast is to make awareness of cautious. Just be cautious. You deal with the consequences. Okay, fine. But wait, esos niños, esos papás, esos hermanos, or whoever, wife, husband, that's not, ellos no pidieron eso,
no,
bro. So beware of their harm.
Just yeah.
Keep that in mind, guys.
So the message here.
Sí.
No, like Conrado said, he's here. He's stronger than ever.
Oh, heck yeah,
his little girls are fucking civilized citizens.
Yeah.
They're like, it wasn't the end of the world.
No, it's not the end of the world.
And just know that if you do in the next couple of months or next year, cuando caiga el pinche 20, ¿verdad? Cuando sí, nos caiga sí, todo sí. esto, know that it's not the end.
No.
Material, yes, I get it. It fucking hurts the ego.
Oh,
it's going to motherfucking hurt. However, at the end of it, you could rebuild.
Yes.
And that's what we're trying to do yes. at the Charro Azteca podcast. You know, expand your context. Read financial literacy books. Read relationship books. Listen to our podcast. Listen to other podcasts.
Have passive income.
Have that million-dollar mindset. Because at the end, even if you lose it all, you're going to rebuild it again.
Yep.
I feel sorry for, ¿verdad? Es al que no quiere aprender ya.
Ándale.
Al niño,
ya
al Conrado de 21 años que dice, ya le chingué, ya lo sé.
I figured it out.
However, be open-minded. You don't know. I will tell you there's one thing you should know.
A ver.
You should know that you don't know.
Ándale.
Right? Know the one thing that you should definitely know. The only one thing I know in my life is that I don't know shit.
That's it.
And you don't.
You gotta have that mentality, guys. Student mentality. Otherwise, you're gonna be so fucked.
Todos pueden ser pinche maestros.
See?
Everybody knows. Everybody. However, it takes a lot of humility.
Oh,
it takes a lot of work, a lot of self-improvement for you to know that you don't know shit.
Your ego, man. Oh, you gotta be aware and stop being in denial. That's hard, dude. When you're just in denial, you can't fix any issues because you don't have issues, you know? Just be aware, guys.
Yeah.
And yes, so my fear era ese poquito, failure. Now I welcome failure because if I'm not failing, I'm not trying enough. If I'm failing, I'm trying hard. So if I fail, now I see it as a positive thing. If I fail, hey, at least I tried. You know, I'm going for it. So a lot of these people don't want to fail. And like,
yeah, props.
No, I want to fail.
Props to the people that are in the ring.
See?
You know,
not the
critics, not the fucking fans.
No.
Props goes always to the fucking
And we mentioned in the Canelo podcast, he didn't have to take that big ass dude. Look it. Of course, he didn't want to fail. But look, he pushed himself, you know? And that's what we got to do. If we fail, guess what? You'll come back bigger and stronger.
And let me give a correction for you, the person listening. A failure, to be considered a failure, is a state of mind.
Yes.
And the state of mind of failure is like you failed. Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich says, there's no such thing as failures until you admit to it.
Right.
There's always just temporary defeats.
Temporary defeats. That's it.
Temporary defeats.
The person for me who's a failure is that one that never even cares to try.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a failure.
Yeah, para qué?
No,
ya estoy viejo. No, I'm too young.
I don't want to start that business.
I already failed once. Why do it
There's
twice?
Too much competition.
Too much. Yeah.
No la voy a hacer. The government's fucking it up. The weather. No.
I'd rather have unemployment.
Yeah, I'm good. You know? That's a failure. That's a failure. The guy that doesn't even make an attempt. That's a failure. Damn. Not the guy that tried and failed. He's a badass. Because he tiene disposición. Tiene producto de gallina para even try. Serio, güey.
And let's be honest. You are going to be ridiculed. You are going to be judged. You are Canelo in the spotlight. I could guarantee you ESPN y todo este desmadre. They're fucking talking shit about you. Let's just face the facts. Your family, your friends, the closest people, they're going to say, ¿qué te dije?
¿Ya ves?
¿Qué te dije?
Pero no haces caso.
But there's a minority of people like me and Conrado that if you do happen to have a temporary defeat in your life, we are not going to ridicule you.
No,
we are not going to judge you. We are going to first and foremost give you motherfucking props that you fucking tried. You know what, dude? Badass. You fucking got in the ring. You fucking got knocked out. Damn. Motherfucker, get the fuck back up. See, I'm not ever going to throw that white towel at you. I'm never going to stop the fight. Because when you think you are done, when you barely hit your motherfucking potential.
Damn.
And depend on us for that. Depend on us that, yes, you are going to get judged by the whole world, even to the people you care the most about.
Yeah.
But some fucking two fucking strangers that you might not even know in person, we are going to give you props because you at least fucking tried.
Same.
Right? That's it, bro. Caution. Story time.
I hope you guys enjoy story time.
Yeah, man.
Dude, always a message in the stories, and hopefully you guys did grasp the whole idea of the cautious.
Yeah, man. So enjoy your life.
Easy.